Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 32 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I feel honored that you're taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I welcome you to my instructional technology neighborhood. I'm sitting here right now with the sun streaming in on me, and I am soaking it all up. I live in an area of the United States where we haven't had much sun for many weeks, so it's a real treat to see and feel it again. I'm jealous of those of you who are warm and sunny most of the year. This podcast is a real hodgepodge of instructional technologies. I tried to find a common thread, but I really couldn't find one. So you're in for a potpourri of sharing. Jeez, that sounds kind of poetic, doesn't it? Here we go. Every once in a while, I come across an image that has text spread across it. Lots of times, I like the text and I really don't want the image. However, you can lift the text off the image. When you use the free online OCR, that's the abbreviation for optical character recognition, service called Image2Text. Now that's spelled IMG, the number 2, TXT. You may just be able to lift that text off of an image. It's available at https://img2txt.com. You can upload an image file that contains text and is 4 megabytes or less to the site and let the site do its magic. I had varied results with this site. It has trouble with text that is curved or slanted, or text that's very close to the background color of the image. I had my best luck with black text that was on top of light images. The quantity of text didn't seem to make a difference. Image2Text can recognize about 35 languages. This isn't a site that I would use often, but it is handy when I don't want to retype a lot of text that's displayed on top of an image. I give Image2Text 3 out of 5 exclamation marks. I have been a Photoshop user for a lot of years. I love Photoshop. In fact, I use it almost every day. But there are two things that I don't like about Photoshop. One, it has a huge learning curve, and two, it's so expensive for just a casual user. I've heard both of these comments from many people, so I know I'm not alone in my thinking. If you want to be able to do effects and create projects that are similar to Photoshop, check out the program called GIMP, that's spelled G-I-M-P. GIMP is a cross-platform image editor. It's free, and you can freely change its coding, which means that you can sell your newly coded software. There are no restrictions on GIMP, and you are free to use it in any way that you'd like. It can do many of the same things that Photoshop does, but not quite all of them. The GIMP desktop isn't like Photoshop, but if you don't have experience with Photoshop, that won't matter because you'll learn how to use GIMP's look. I like the easy accessibility of its tutorials, which do a good job of showing you what to do when you're in the program. If you aren't a Photoshop user and you don't want to spring for the cost of Photoshop, give GIMP a try. You can download it at https://www.gimp.org. I give GIMP 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Contrary to what many people seem to think, keyboarding is not going to be going away soon on our devices. While I like voice dictation, there are so many variables that enter into speaking into your device to get accurate transcriptions. Background noise level, the quality of your speaking, the device you're recording on are just a few examples. So, until something really good comes along, we still need to learn how to key accurately and quickly. There's a site called typing.com that I really like. When you visit https://www.typing.com, you can create an account as a student or a teacher and begin learning how to type. The site's extremely well constructed and provides wonderful instructions and lessons. With practice, virtually anyone can learn to type. After all, the key to typing is practice, 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 and this site does just that in a colorful and unintimidating way. If you're a teacher, you can even keep track of your students' progress. I especially like that typing.com is free. I give this site 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Not only do I like creating podcasts, but I like listening to them too. Each week I listen to The Kim Komando Show as a podcast. What do you expect from a tech geek? One bit of information she passed on was what to look for when buying a TV. Now, this is a long site name, but it's not too bad. At her site, http://www.commando.com/buying-guides/how-2648/how-2-by-the-right-tv-4-u/all. You can learn all about the process of choosing a TV that works best in your situation. She covers information like screen resolution, screen size, she shows a chart on how big a TV should be for the distance you'll be sitting from it, refresh rate, how many times an image appears on the screen each second, backlight, you gotta read more on the site to find out about that, connections, how many ports should you have, and the types of ports you should have, smart TVs, 3D technology, learn how to calibrate your TV for the best image quality, and more. The site is very informative and may help you decide on that next TV purchase. I give this site 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. And by the way, Commando is spelled K-O-M-A-N-D-O. With spring only a few months away, it seems like our thoughts drift towards yards, gardens, and other outdoor activities. You know spring isn't far away when you start receiving those lawn flyers and garden catalogs in the mail. Now, if you're like me in any way, you can't wait to get out there and make your yard a special place. When you go to http://www.house.com, house is spelled H-O-U-Z-Z, you can peruse thousands of ideas for your outdoor projects or indoor projects. House has photos, departments, professional locators, stories, advice, and even provides the options of saving or emailing photos that you find on the site. I've been inspired by many of the ideas I found at House. You can create an account on the site, which enables you to save and email full photos and information that you discover. If you're as excited about spring getting here as I am, check out House. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That's another episode, friends. I hope you learned something useful. Don't forget to pass this podcast on to others. Take care, love life, and keep being that awesome person that you are. I'll see you next time on Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.